My name is Ketsia Aurelian, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Gladys W. Campbell, G-L-A-Z-Y-S, middle initial W, last name C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. This patient was seen on November 17th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process. Period. The most recent kidney functions revealed a BUN of 27 from 33, creatinine of 1.3 from 1.5, and AGFR of 39 from 32. There is no activity in the urinary sediments, and there is no evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 172 milligrams, period. The patient denies any urinary symptoms. And is feeling well overall. She is euvolemic, E-U-V-O-L-E-M-I-C. Period. We will continue to monitor. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia. The A1C is 8.4%. The patient admits to dietary indiscretion and states she has been eating lots of sugary snacks lately. We instructed her on the importance of maintaining a normal A1C of 7 or less to decrease her risks of cardiovascular events or other vascular complications, period. The patient states she will adjust her diet. There was no change in the medication regimen at this time. We will repeat the A1C, and if it is still elevated at the next visit, we will consider adjustments of her current anti-diabetic regimen. She is currently taking glimepiride 4 milligrams daily, Januvia 100 milligrams daily, Lantus 52 units every morning, period. If her A1C is still elevated at the next visit, we may consider either adjusting her current regimen or adding Rybelsus, RYBELSUS AGLP-1, for assistance with glycemic control, period. Number three, hyperlipidemia with elevated triglycerides of 322. This is likely related to the uncontrolled diabetes and her dietary indiscretion. We, again, emphasize the importance of a low intake of simple carbohydrates, period. Next line. Oh, she is taking rosuvastatin 20 milligrams every evening. Next line, arterial hypertension with today's blood pressure reading of 132 over 70. The patient has lost 4 pounds since the last visit and weighs 147 pounds today. She is euvolemic. We recommend continuation of her current regimen. Next line, metabolic acidosis with a gap of 15. However, her CO2 and serum potassium are within normal limits. Period. This is likely related to the uncontrolled diabetes. We anticipate that this will resolve once her diabetes is under control. Period. We will continue to monitor for now. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D. She is currently taking omeprazole, O-M-E-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E. Period. We recommend discontinuation of the omeprazole unless absolutely necessary due to the nephrotoxic capabilities. Period. We encourage maybe taking famotidine, F-A-M-O-T-I-D-I-N-E, 40 milligrams daily as needed instead. Period. If she must take the omeprazole, then we recommend taking it sparingly. Or at most 3 times a week, period. Next line, hypothyroidism, which is under control with her levothyroxine, 75 micrograms daily. This is managed by her PCP, Sally Oliver. APRN. Next line, we are going to reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup and